Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The establishment today has condemned shock rock imagery associated with music of a young generation. That's the generation that grew up with the rocker that gave birth to the shock rock genre. Alice Cooper joins us on WWL. Alice, I was just talking about you saying that if anybody's going to call on time, it's going to be Alice Cooper. I'm glad you called. Welcome to the show.
I'm a stone cold pro.
You know, the last time I saw you was at a record promotion party in 95 in the French Quarter. But the first time I met you was after doing an interview with you in 1976. You were the Grand Marshal of the crew of Endymion in New Orleans. And your manager looked at me and he said, "You're just the right size to fit into the Cyclops costume." So I rode in the parade with you. I was the Cyclops right behind you in that entire 4.5 hour ordeal. And I remember being in the car picking you and Cheryl up at the airport, and you guys were recently married, and I just remember you were like two kids checking into the hotel.
Yeah, you know what? We're still married, 43 years now, and she's in the show. You'll be seeing her in the show. She plays the nurse, and she plays the ragdoll ballerina in the show, and she does all the high harmonies, and looks better now than she did then. So it's like the show still goes on as being, you know, something like Alice Chuck Rock. I think it's just pure Alice Cooper. Every night is Halloween with us. So, you know, and on top of it, it's the best touring band I've ever had. So this band is beyond great when it comes to the music.
You're such an interesting person to me because in the times that I have met you, it's such a contrast with your antics on stage, the guillotines, the electric chairs, the fake blood, the executions, the simulating of chopping off the heads of babies. When you first heard criticism of someone like Marilyn Manson, I mean, you had to laugh, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, and I know Marilyn very well, you know, and all he did was just sort of up the ante to make the parents angry. The truth is that, you know, now everybody comes to an Alice Cooper show. Grandparents, parents, and kids all come. Three generations come because they all like hard rock. I mean, they're all way into hard rock. And basically, people come to a show to hear the songs. They want to hear 18 and School's Out and Billion Dollar Babies and Poison and, you know, I mean, all those songs. And this band, my drummer just won Best Band, Drummer in Rock and Roll. My female guitar player just won Best Female Guitarist in Rock and Roll.
I saw her when you were here last at the Sanger. She's amazing.
Yeah, Hurricane Nita Strauss. And then Ryan Roxie, one of the premier guitarists in rock and roll. You know, I mean, it's just the band is so good that the actors are just like icing on top of the cake.
Well, and as much as you're into hard rock and as much as you had that image, you had a couple of ballads like You and Me that were huge successes.
You know, it was very funny how that worked. It was during the what I call the disco plague, where they would only play disco on rock radio. And so bands like Kiss and Aerosmith and Alice Cooper, the only songs they would play of ours would be the ballads. And so I had like four ballad hits in a row. I had I Never Cry, Only Women Bleed, You and Me, and How You Gonna See Me Now, all top 10 ballads. And I'm sitting there going, I don't want to be known as a ballad guy. I'm a rocker. You know, finally, when all the ballads went away, you know, when disco went away, they started playing the hard rock again.
The controversy with Alice Cooper appears to date back to 1969 and the Toronto Rock and Roll Revival. You were opening up for John Lennon. Somebody put a chicken on stage. You thought chickens could fly, so you literally threw the chicken into the crowd. It didn't fly. The chicken fell down into the crowd, and they literally ripped up the live chicken. There was blood. Word spread that you bit the head off the chicken. That was the best thing that actually could have happened to you.
Well, because people were so willing to believe that I was this geek, you know, that rock and roll was very tame at the time. You know, everything was peace and love and wonderfulness and brotherly love. And look at the rainbows and the unicorns. And here comes the villain of rock. Here, you know, I looked at it and said, with all these heroes, where's the villain? Alice Cooper should be the villain. And so I became basically the Captain Hook, you know, and so people were so willing to believe that I tore this chicken apart that it made international press, you know, and I was immediately dubbed right then the, you know, the most dangerous person in rock and roll. They were probably right.
And there was great controversy in the UK. There were attempts to ban your concerts and your music, and that only made your popularity even greater.
Oh, yeah. Anytime you tell a country they can't go see something, that's the golden ticket. I mean, immediately then, everybody bought tickets. We sold out Wembley so quick. The record went right to number one. You know, and then the thing about it is that's great. That's a great hype. Now, with that hype, you have to deliver. And what happened was we came in and did our show, and it was more than they expected. It was more diabolical and more theatrical than they ever expected. So we lived up to our hype.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice, what was it about you as a kid, or what did you see in yourself as a teenager that you can now look back on and see this is what led to the character of Alice Cooper?
Well, you know, first of all, I grew up during the British invasion. I mean, those were the years my most, musically, the Beatles, the Stones, the Yardbirds, the Who. I loved all that. We learned all that kind of music. And then I said, why can't we take this further? Why can't we now add visuals to this? I think it's because that my generation grew up on sort of on television, on, you know, you go to the movies on Saturday and there would be the Creature from the Black Lagoon. It Came from Outer Space and Forbidden Planet. And it would be, we would spend all day watching these movies. And I always kind of just thought horror and comedy are very close together. Mm-hmm. Because the movies were so absurd, and that's what I do in my show. Horror and comedy are very, very close in this. And it's all held together by the rock and roll.
Is music responsible for inspiring real-world violence?
No, I don't think so. You know, I think that when you want to look at what inspires violence, it's usually home life. You know, if a kid sees his father being violent, or if a kid is has a really sort of vicious home life, I think he's going to reflect that. You know, I did not have a vicious home life at all. My parents were great. There was nothing like that going on in our family. I just saw the opportunity to create a character that was going to be fun to play. You know, I never wanted to be the hero. I always wanted to be the villain that was sort of the wisecracking villain. And I think that's what Alice ended up being.
Politically, you've been described as conservative, but I get more of a sense that you're moderate. But in the context of the world of rock, I guess that makes you conservative.
Yeah, you know, I mean, everybody just looks at me and goes, well, if you're in rock and roll or if you're an actor, you're a liberal. You know, I'm like you said before, I am much more of a moderate. I don't vote for a party. I vote for the candidate. You know, if I think the candidate is cool. In other words, when we were in a shooting war with, in the Middle East, well, you don't want a poodle in office. You want a pit bull. You know, I mean, why would you want to go in there?
Right.
You want to win it, don't you?
Yeah, well, you've really described the basis of this show in a world where there's so much right-wing conservative talk radio. This really does fit the show that we do here every afternoon. Alice, you went through a tough time with drinking. When I checked into the hotel with you and Cheryl, it was the Marie Antoinette at the time, and I remember the refrigerator was filled. Every shelf was filled with Budweiser. In fact, I arranged for you to play golf with Joe Gannon and everybody else and a friend of mine, Vincent. We played golf at a country club that was closed, but they opened it up for you guys. I drove the Budweiser beer golf cart. So this was a big part of your life. And then whiskey became part of this, and you went through a tough time.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, you never just stay at one thing. You know, I didn't really realize I was drifting into alcoholism, because when you're in a band, you know, you drink with the boys every day. You drink beer with the boys, and that's just part of it. I didn't realize that it was medicine. I didn't realize that I had turned the corner and become now attached to me until it was way too late. But then when I did find out, when I got up one morning and threw up blood and went to the hospital and, you know, haven't had a drink since. I mean, 35 years it's been, I think, since I've had a drink. Because I realized that, you know, it was running me. I wasn't running it. But at the time, I didn't really realize that I was that much a slave to the bottle. And I think that's most alcoholics don't really realize they're alcoholics till it's too late.
So what advice do you have for people right now who are struggling with some kind of an addiction?
Well, they definitely need to get help. First of all, you have to recognize the fact that it is a disease. In other words, you can have a couple of beers after work, and that's great. I can't do that. If I have a couple of beers, I can't put it down. It becomes so much a part of me that I have to have more and more and more till it becomes a constant, like a chain smoker, you know. So that's not normal. You know, it's just not normal to be like that. Yeah. So I have to avoid alcohol or any kind of addictive painkillers or anything like that, because I have an addictive personality.
But you're leading a happy life, and you're still a rock and roller.
Oh, by far, by far, by far. Yeah. And people seem to think that also if you become a Christian, you suddenly become this milquetoast guy that can't rock at all. Well, I think I've kind of proved that you can do both. You know, I think the Lord gave me the talent I have, and he says, go be a rock and roller, but also follow me.
As a born-again Christian, does that conflict with anything that you do on stage as Alice Cooper?
No, I've examined it very, very closely. What I do on stage is pure theater. Rock and roll does not belong to the devil. I don't know where how he got his hands on it. Some of it does, I would say, you know. But I think if it's quality and it's really good, it probably belongs to the Lord.
I've got a text here that wants to know, was Groucho Marx really one of your best friends?
Oh, yeah. Groucho and I were very best friends. And, you know, he was just sort of, you know, how great is it when you have Groucho Marx calling you up at 2 in the morning saying, I can't sleep. Come on over. And I go over there and we watch old movies. You know, I mean, it was pretty cool.
Well, I'm sure
I think he connected with me somehow, where he saw the vaudeville in what I was doing. And he kind of really, he would bring Fred Astaire and Mae West and Jack Benny and George Burns and people like that to the show. You know, just because it was, they all related to the vaudeville part of it.
Alice, we've got to jump on our next call.
All right, I appreciate you talking with us. I will see you. I will see you tomorrow night in Biloxi.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, man. It'll be good to see you.
All right, Alice. Great talking to you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Alice Cooper joining us live on WWL, and he'll be at Beau Rivage tomorrow night. Again, I think that's going to be just an incredible venue to see Alice. I'll get to more of your text here in just a moment. If you do want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870, text 870-870. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.